Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today comes from actually several of you. We have Peter and Emily and Muriel and Hadassah and Emmanuel, and there were some others that all asked this question. Are you ready for the question? It's probably something that you have all asked at one time or another. I know I have. Will my pet be in heaven?
You know, that's a question that I've thought about a lot because I've had quite a few pets, mostly cats and dogs. Maybe a few fish here and there. But just recently, we lost two of our pets. We had two little dogs that got hit by cars and they died. And we were really, really sad because we loved our pets. And the question that came to our mind is, will our pet be in heaven? Will we get to see them again? So one of the verses that gives us a picture of what heaven and the new earth will be like is found in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 6.
Okay, Isaiah. Get your Bibles if you don't have them already. We're going to look at Isaiah. Open it up. It's kind of the middle of the Bible. It's in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. If you need more time, press pause and you can find it. And then when you're ready, press play again. We're going to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. Aiden's going to read that for us.
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
So notice here, there's a variety of animals. Now, some of these animals, maybe you've had as a pet, maybe a lamb, maybe a young goat or a calf. Doesn't say dog or cat or fish, but we get a picture here that there's many different kinds of animals and there's a little child who leads them. Does that sound like there might be pets in heaven?
It does. I mean, we go and we walk the dog on a leash and, you know, I've even seen people walk a cat on a leash. I have.
Yeah, and carry them in a handbag and all sorts of things.
I see them riding around in the car sometimes. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, and this picture of all these animals, some of these animals are not animals you think of as pets. You think of a wolf or a leopard. You might see them in a zoo, but they're dangerous animals, but not in heaven and the new earth. It says a little child shall lead them. And so from this verse, we know that animals will be our pets. We will get to lead them. We'll get to lay down with them. We don't have to worry about them hurting us. And it's a picture of peace and happiness. Now, what it doesn't say is whether our pets here on this earth will be in heaven. And that's where we have to trust that God loves each one of us and He loves our pets too. The same God who made our pets in the first place can certainly recreate them or make them again should they die or should something happen to them. Does God want us to be happy?
Yes.
Does He know what will make us happy?
Totally.
And forever is a really, really long time for God to show us how much He loves us. And so could our pets be in heaven?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Will they be in heaven? We don't know exactly. Only God knows.
That's right.
But when we get there, we can talk to Him about it, and He will make sure that we're the happiest we can be, right?
That's right.
Yeah. That's pretty encouraging that God loves you, He loves your pets, and He wants what's best for us.
And if we learn to take good care of our pets here on earth, we'll be ready to take good care of our pets in heaven and on the new earth.
whether those be new pets or old pets, we'll be ready.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for writing in, Peter and Emily. They even sent me a picture of their double doodle named Misty. And Meryl and Hadassah Emanuel, thank you so much. We really enjoyed answering this question. We wrestled with it. We've been going through it with losing our dogs just a few days ago. But we're really thankful that you are thinking and that you want to know what the Bible says. If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. And we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you joined us today. And we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Sometimes things don't seem to be going the way we think they should go. That's how the disciples were feeling. Jesus had just died. All their hopes were dashed. But did you know that we can trust that God is in control? He will lead us and guide us if we trust Him and obey. Girls, it's a new week and a new day, and we get to spend time with Jesus. Aren't you excited? I'm so glad that you're joining me again today. And if you want to listen to previous episodes, you are more than welcome to. If you've missed any, or if you just want to listen in the car or as you're driving, and you know what? I want to hear from you. I want to know how you listen to this podcast. Do you listen when you're eating breakfast? Or do you use it for your devotions in the morning? Do you use it for Bible for your homeschool? Do you listen in the car on the way to school? I want to hear from you, so you can send me an email at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. Let me know where you're listening from and how you like to listen to this podcast. We are going to learn about the disciples, and they were about to go and meet up with Jesus. But before we get started, let's pray. Lord, thank you for the beautiful day outside. Thank you for the birds that are singing, for the warm weather, maybe even hot weather. Thank you so much that we get to spend this time with you. Come into our hearts. Give us your love. Amen. All of Jesus' disciples now knew that he was alive. Thomas had seen him. The disciples had seen him. He had appeared to Mary. Oh, they were so excited. Jesus was alive. And now they kind of had a new normal. Or they were wondering what their new normal would be. Before, they would follow Jesus around and listen to his teaching and his healing and help him. But Jesus wasn't always around. In fact, they were about to go meet him and find out what their next assignment would be. Jesus had said that he would meet them by the Sea of Galilee.
It was also known as or called the Sea of Tiberias. So after the Passover week, a group of the disciples went there. How many were in the group? Did you know that John tells us? Let's look it up. John chapter 21, verse 1 and 2. It gives a list of the disciples who came. So let's read John chapter 21, verse 1 and 2. John is the fourth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Last quarter, we learned the books of the New Testament, didn't we? John chapter 21, that's the very last chapter of the book. John chapter 21, verse 1 and 2. Here's what it says.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And in this way he showed himself Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples were together.
So here they go. They're walking along. Did you know it was a long ways to the Sea of Galilee? They had started out in Jerusalem, remember? They had been in Jerusalem for the Passover, and now they were headed to Galilee. It probably took several days, because you know how far it is? From Jerusalem to the Sea of Galilee, it is 70 miles, or 123 kilometers. You know, that's not very far if you were to hop in a car and just drive there. But that's not what they did in Bible times. They had to walk. What do you think they talked about as they were walking along? Do you think they were excited? I can just imagine them walking quite quickly because they couldn't wait to meet up with Jesus. Jesus was the best teacher in the world. And for more than 3 years, the disciples had been learning things that were new to them. They now knew that the many things that the priests and the rulers taught were not right. Jesus had taught them the real meaning of the Ten Commandments. And now that Jesus had died and was alive again, their thinking was changing even more. It was an adjustment. Life was different. What would their new normal be? They were used to living one way, and now they would have to live another way. What was their job? What did Jesus want for them to do? As they were going through these different experiences, the disciples were becoming changed. Their thinking was different. They weren't just rough fishermen. Now they had been taught by Jesus. They had had amazing experiences. Their faith was challenged. And now they were ready for something new, something different. Have you ever gotten a puppy, a new puppy? Many people, because of COVID, were at home all the time, and so they got puppies. I have lots of friends who got new puppies in the last year. Well, we got a new puppy, and his name is Toby. Toby has changed our life. All of a sudden, with a new puppy, you think about things that you never thought about before. You have to remember to take them outside all the time so that they don't have accidents in the house. You can't leave for too long because they can't be home by themselves for too long. You have to teach them to behave. And life is different. In some ways, you're a lot more tied down. You can't do all the things that you used to do before you had a puppy. But you know what? It's just a phase. Since having a puppy, our thinking has changed. We have to do things differently because our life has changed. And that's kind of how the disciples were feeling. Their life was changing. The disciples were still poor. And even though they didn't look very important, guess what? They were about to become some of the most important people in the world. After Jesus would go back to heaven, they would be his missionaries. It was their new job to tell people about the kingdom of God, that they could belong to the kingdom of God. And the people they told would tell other people, and on until everybody had a choice to either choose Jesus or Satan. Then, guess what'll happen? Jesus will come back. Did you know that's what the Bible says? Let's look at Matthew. So go back a few books of the Bible to Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. It's the end of the book of Matthew, but it's still in Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, and then we're going to read verse 14. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Here's what it says.
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
It says the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world, And then what'll happen? Then the end will come. That's when Jesus will come back, boys and girls, when the gospel has gone to the entire world, when everyone has had a choice to choose Jesus or Satan. Did you know that that's a choice we make today? What choice are you going to make? Are you going to choose Jesus to be on his side, to be in his kingdom? Oh, I hope you do. Let's pray and ask him into our hearts today, okay? Dear Lord, we ask that you will come into our hearts, that you will help us to choose you. When we feel angry, that we will pause and choose you. When we get upset or frustrated, that we will reach out to you and choose you. Thank you so much for your love, for your care. Help us to join the disciples in spreading your word, your message to others. Amen. We have a new memory verse from 1 John 4, verse 16. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. I want to have God's love in my heart today. What about you?
1 John 4:16.
God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.